Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights Kyamnungan tribe as honey extraction in Mann Ki Baat program. Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bala greets people on eve of 63rd Statehood Day. Akashvani Kohima to broadcast governor's address at 7:30 p.m. Winter session of Parliament to begin tomorrow. Centre holds old party meeting, appeals for cooperation. And Nagaland all set to celebrate its annual Hornbill Festival at Naga Heritage Village. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is setting new records in honey production. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashvani today, Mr. Modi highlighted that Kyamnungan tribe in Choklangan village of Noklak district has been engaged in honey extraction for centuries. He noted that bees in that area build their dwellings not on trees but on high cliffs. The Prime Minister said, of the last 11 years ago, honey production in the country has increased to more than 1.5 lakh metric tons.
भारत हनी प्रोडक्शन में नए रिकॉर्ड बना रहा है 11 साल पहले देश में हनी का उत्पादन 76,000 मैट्रिक टन था अब ये बढ़कर 1.5 लाख मैट्रिक टन से भी ज्यादा हो गया है बीते कुछ वर्षों में शहद का एक्सपोर्ट भी 3 गुना से ज्यादा बढ़ गया है हनी मिशन कार्यक्रम के तहत खादी ग्रामोद्योग ने भी 2.25 लाख से ज्यादा बी बॉक्सेस लोगों में बांटे हैं इससे हजारों लोगों को रोजगार के नए अवसर मिले हैं शहद की मिठास भी बढ़ रही है और ये मिठास किसान
The Prime Minister expressed happiness that many young, highly qualified professionals are now adopting the field of natural farming. He said, natural farming has been a part of India's ancient traditions and it is the duty of people to continuously promote it to protect Mother Earth.
दिनों पहले मैं नेचुरल फार्मिंग के एक विशाल सम्मेलन में हिस्सा लेने कोयम्बटूर गया था दक्षिण भारत में नेचुरल फार्मिंग को लेकर हो रहे प्रयासों को देखकर मैं बहुत प्रभावित हुआ कितने ही युवा हाईली क्वालिफाइड प्रोफेशनल अब नेचुरल फार्मिंग फील्ड को अपना रहे हैं मैंने वहाँ किसानों से बात की उनसे अनुभव जाने नेचुरल फार्मिंग भारत की प्राचीन परंपराओं का हिस्सा रही है और हम सभी का कर्तव्य है कि धरती माँ की रक्षा के लिए इसे निरंतर बढ़ावा
The Prime Minister also urged people to carry forward the mantra of vocal for local, calling all citizens to prioritize locally made products in their festive shopping ahead of Christmas and the New Year.
आने वाले कुछ दिन में क्रिसमस और नए वर्ष पर खरीदारी का नया दौर शुरू होने वाला है मैं आपको फिर याद दिलाऊंगा वोकल फॉर लोकल का मंत्र याद रखें खरीदे वही जो देश में बना हो बेचे वही जिसमें किसी देशवासी की मेहनत लगी हो
Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bala has extended greetings to the people of the state on the occasion of the 63rd Statehood Day. In his address, the people of Nagaland of the eve of its Statehood Day, the governor paid tribute to the resilience, courage and unwavering aspirations of the Naga people who envisioned a future anchored in identity, unity and progress. Mr. Bala said, since 1st December 1963, Nagaland has a remarkable journey guided by the wisdom of the pioneers, elders and leaders whose commitment to dignity and self-governance laid the very foundations of the state.
On this statehood day, let's reaffirm our pledge to work in unity for a peaceful, progressive and vibrant Nagaland. May the spirit of harmony guide our efforts and may our state continue to shine as a beacon of strength, culture and opportunity.
Akashvani Kohima will broadcast the governor's address on both the primary channel 639 kHz and FM Tragopan 103 MHz at 7:30 p.m. The same can be heard on News On Air app. Winter session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. Ahead of the session, Centre today held an all-party meeting at the Parliament House Annex. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting. Speaking after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the meeting was held in a positive atmosphere. He said government has appealed floor leaders of all political parties for cooperation during the winter session for smooth functioning of the two houses. The meeting was attended by 50 leaders from 36 political parties. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to The Evening News. The stage is set as the state prepares for its annual celebration of culture, colour and community. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival, the Festival of Festivals, will kick off tomorrow at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama, Kohima. Coinciding with Nagaland Statehood Day, the 10-day festival will bring together all major Naga tribes under one roof, celebrating tradition, folklore, music, craft and cuisine. The inaugural program will begin at 4 p.m. with Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla as the chief host. This year, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Austria, Malta and Switzerland have joined as country partners, while Arunachal Pradesh comes on board as the state partner. Addressing media persons in Kohima today, Tourism Minister Timjan Imna Along said, this year Hornbill Festival will again stress more on both traditions, culture and networking with country partners and state partners to amplify Nagaland. Mr. Along said, the involvement of the country partners will help further strengthen cultural exchange, collaboration and global visibility for Nagaland.
We are thankful to the people of Nagaland and the youth, especially today when Hornbill is amplified as an international festival, not just a regional or a state festival. Above everything, we are thankful to the Honorable Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Nephew Ryo, under whose leadership this amplification and support of the Hornbill Festival has been very consistent, and his personal initiations have brought about a sea change in the way the Hornbill Festival is celebrated and in the way the world talks about the Nagas and Nagaland today.
The Kohima police has issued various advisory for tourists and visitors during the Hornbill Festival to ensure a smooth, safe and enjoyable festival experience. Travelers and tourists are directed to strictly follow the travel advisories and security guidelines issued from time to time by the state government and law enforcement agencies. Car pass holders, especially those holding Z category, are advised to secure their passes properly and should not be left in a manner that may lead to theft, loss or misuse. Visitors and tourists are encouraged to approach the tourist police or any police personnel on the duty for assistance in case of any complaint, inconvenience or problem. Police personnel will be deployed across key festival locations to provide support and ensure visitor safety. Nagaland State Tourism Department, in collaboration with District Administration of Dimapur and Chimkidima, has set up a tourist information center cum ILP facilitation counters at Senior Tourist Officer's Office, Dimapur and Dimapur Airport. These centers will facilitate and issue offline tourist inner-line permits for visitors entering Nagaland. Visitors can find the locations on Google Maps by selecting Tourist Information Center or reach the helpline at 9169096367 62 for assistance. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights Kamnyungan tribe at honey extraction in Man Ki Baat program. Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla greets people on eve of 63rd Statehood Day. Akashvani Kohima to broadcast governor's address at 7:30 p.m. Winter session of Parliament to begin tomorrow. Centre holds all-party meeting, appeals for cooperation. And Nagaland all set to celebrate its annual Hornbill Festival at Naga Heritage Village. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.